a commendable effort to the Hawks. What an exciting basketball game that the more veteran Rider team pulled out late.
Eddie, we've been treated to a lot of great games this year by the Hawks, who are never say die. And really, it was Coach Rice who went to the second unit to start the second half. No starters began the second half, and it really sparked the Hawks here to get back into this ball game. Colin Stewart was phenomenal to begin the second half.
Hawks fall 77-71. We'll talk to Coach Rice, Steve, momentarily here on our post-game show, but please, further your point.
Then, after that second unit got things going, the first unit came back in and kept up the intensity and energy, and they just kept grinding. And the difference between the first and second half energy-wise was really what was the difference in the game. And Monmouth had so much to do in the second half to try to come back. They eventually did off of a broken play there. Robinson getting the bank three there with 1 second left, which was an unbelievable play. But then Monmouth, Ryder, it looked like in the overtime, kind of buckled down defensively. Monmouth couldn't get into sync in the half court and really just got fortunate with some Deion Jones tough shots to score in overtime.
The Hawks come back to force overtime and they fall in the extra session. 77-71 at Alumni Gym in Lawrenceville. We'll take our first timeout on our post-game show presented by the Boathouse Bar and Grill. It'll be a 2-minute timeout when we come back. We'll look at final game statistics as well as speak to the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, King Rice, here on your exclusive home for MU Hoops all season long, the Shore Sports Network. Back here courtside at Alumni Gym where Monmouth battled. And you can't overstate that term enough. They forced overtime with Ryder after trailing by 17, but ultimately fell 77-71. The Hawks fall to 10-11 overall, 4-6 in the MAC, while Ryder improves to 10-9 and 6-4 in our league standings. As again, we continue our postgame show presented by the Boathouse Bar and Grill, your Hawks basketball postgame headquarters with nightly entertainment, drink specials, and they are proud to cater your Super Bowl party next Sunday. Steve, we take a look at our statistics. Monmouth put four guys in double figures. Balanced scoring effort. 12 points apiece for Colin Stewart and Max DeLeo. 10 apiece for Deion Jones and Andrew Nicholas. Robinson adds 9. Josh James, 7 points, 6 assists. But ultimately not enough as Ryder's paced by 21 from Daniel Stewart. And the big number, 20 from Tommy Pereira, who hit 6 of 7 threes.
Tommy Pereira was absolutely huge in this game. 6 for 7 from the three-point line. He had 20 points. Daniel Stewart was the one that really impressed me the most. You know, Myers didn't really get much going. He was 3 of 10 and 5 of 9 from the foul line. He missed 4 foul shots. He only had 12 points, and he had 4 turnovers, too. How about Ryder at 23 turnovers? Daniel Stewart was the guy, and he hit that huge shot in regulation that we probably thought might have been the nail in the coffin for the Hawks, but they kept fighting and they kept battling and they got some turnovers. You know, the way Monmouth plays, when they're losing, they're used to playing in scramble mode because they trap and press and double team anyway all the time, even when the game's close. So them doing that when they're losing is really no different from how they play, and I think that helps them get back in some of these ball games. Now, Justin Robinson, he got a really good look. That shot he got at the end there where he pulled up, he went off glass, he just missed it. It was 73-71. He got a really good look, just couldn't knock it down.
The Hawks forced, Steve, how about this stat? 16 Ryder turnovers in the second half in overtime to help get back in this game. It did a tremendous job as we'll be joined by the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, King Rice, here on our post-game show. Coach Rice will join us in his normal spot. And, Coach, we have to talk about your team's tremendous effort in this second half. You were down 18 at one point. Your freshman, Justin Robinson, sends it to overtime. What was your first message to the team after this hard-fought game that really made us proud to be able to broadcast this game today?
Well, our guys always keep fighting, so we kind of expect that, but I'm tired of coming up down 18. We didn't come out ready. We told them what was going to happen, and it happened.
Now, Coach, you went to the second unit to start the second half, and I would talk about the way they just really played with such intensity, energy, and Colin Stewart really got things going for you.
Well, I've been working for 3 years to try to get my team to understand the most important thing is to fight. That's probably first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth through tenth. And then we can worry about X and O. All right, so we had guys come out here today not ready to fight. They embarrassed everybody. They embarrassed themselves. Riders swinging on our rim, dunking all over the place. We found guys that would fight. We made a comeback.
Yeah, Coach, and that unit that made the comeback, really, and Steve said it, they expelled so much energy, but they just kept coming back. And just talk about your message to your team now moving forward. And I know you're not the moral victory guy, and you've told me that on more than one occasion, but what do you take out of that second half and overtime effort moving forward?
I think we have to practice harder. I backed up a little bit today. I mean, the last couple days, try to rest their legs, and it did not work. So we need to practice harder so we can win games like this.
Coach, we appreciate you joining us post-game. Thank you very much, and good luck next time out.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
That's the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, King Rice, joining us on our Boathouse Bar and Grill post-game show. Steve, we'll take our final look at statistics before we sign off the air. Just briefly, Ryder led by 21 from Daniel Stewart. The Bronx shoot 46% for the game. Monmouth 43%. The big difference at the foul line. The Bronx go 20 of 35. Monmouth 5 of 4. Neither team shot particularly well. They just had more chances at it, Steve. And Ryder ultimately won this one by 6.
Yeah, again, a big foul shooting disparity here, just like the first game in West Long Branch. Ryder didn't shoot him as well, but in the first game they took 36. Here they took 35. But they missed 15 foul shots, and that really kept Monmouth in this game and let them come back. How about Monmouth, who's 3 of 12 in overtime from the floor? Again, they really just, Ryder really buckled down defensively, and Monmouth didn't have a lot of good possessions in the overtime. You look at Ryder, they were 3 out of 4 in overtime, 75%. All their shots were at the rim, but they also shot 12 foul shots in overtime, which is a ton. And they were able to squeak this one out, but you got to give the Hawks credit for getting back into this game. Keep fighting. Give that second unit as much credit as you can. That really changed the game. It brought the game some energy and some intensity, and then the first team that came back in kind of went with that and got themselves back into it.
Again, folks, Monmouth was down 18 in the first half, down 17 at the break. They come back to tie the game with about a second to go. Justin Robinson hit a leaning bank three-pointer to send it into the extra session. Not as easy to say as I thought. And then Ryder outscored MU 13-7 in that overtime for the ultimate 77-71 win. As we will now present our Jersey Mike Subs Player of the Game, make sure to go visit Jersey Mike Subs in Carriage Square on the corner of Route 71 and 36 in West Long Branch. And Steve, I'm going to take some creative license, and I'm going to, well, I'll give you one and I'll take one. My initial reaction was going to be Colin Stewart for going 5 of 8 from the floor, 2 of 4 from 3, 12 points, one off his career high, and I'll let you add one as well.
I love that you pick Colin Stewart. Everybody knows I'm a big Colin Stewart guy, and I think he's got a very bright future. Justin Robinson for me was phenomenal. He's just a guy that just fights, and even though he's 5'8" and maybe shorter than that, he just plays so much bigger than what he is. And he had two huge threes, one three to cut it to 4, and then the bank shot to tie the game, which was phenomenal. And again, I like the look that he got in overtime, so Robinson would be my player of the game.
We'll now take a look at our upcoming game presented by Coach USA, Driven with Pride. It is this coming Thursday. Monmouth will make the return trip for the first time in a long time up to Poughkeepsie to take on Marist at 7 p.m. That will begin, get back to another old rivalry from the NEC days and a scene of one of the most famous Monmouth games of all time that I know you were at. It'll be an interesting one as both teams need that game next week as we get into this positioning now, getting ready for the MAC tournament.
Yes, and you refer to the Mustafa Barksdale Marist four-point play in 1996, which was able to get Monmouth to the championship game, and then they won in 1996 at home over Ryder, ironically enough. Marist is a team that's not bad. I think not many people knew how they were going to be this year. They have a new coach, an NBA guy. Monmouth's going to have to go on there and try to take care of business on the road, something they couldn't do today. But you know for a fact that they will not come out with that lack of energy in the first half that they did today.
Steve, great job as always, my friend. I'm pretty sure you're coming with us on Thursday. I think Matt's back, but I think we'll get all three of us up at Poughkeepsie. As always, my friend, great job breaking this one down today.
Eddie, it was a lot of fun. Too bad Monmouth came up on the short end here, but that was a lot of fun. And, again, future is bright, and you got guys who just want to keep fighting for the Hawks.
And that's what Coach Rice's message was, and we will sign off with that same message. Really, really good game today, and it's fun to watch this young Hawks team battle. For Brian Sedillo in the studio's engineering and my broadcast partner, Steve Bazzaz, I am Eddie Acapinti. I know my own name, folks. Saying good night. Monmouth falls to Ryder 77-71. We're on the air Thursday at 6:45 from Marist. The Hawks and Red Foxes resume their old rivalry on Thursday. We'd like to thank everyone for listening to this evening's broadcast. Thank you all, and we'll get you Thursday. Good night, everyone.
Listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. The Monmouth University Athletic Department would like to thank the following sponsors who made this broadcast possible. Red Bank Sleep Shop, Maple Avenue at the corner of Monmouth Street, Red Bank. RKE Athletic, Route 71 in Wall, the official clothing supplier of the Shore Sports Network. Coke Zero, basketball-related chest bumps, high fives, and trash talk. Brought to you by Coke Zero. Enjoy every day. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. McClune's Restaurants, with 10 great locations. Barnabas Health, life is better healthy. World Subaru in Tinton Falls, they think the world of their customers. And by Surf Taco, with 9 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of the Monmouth University Department of Athletics.